29.
Let's go!
Go!
We are commemorating the 70th anniversary of D-Day on this June 6th edition of The Takeaway. And joining me now from the beaches of Normandy is Jake Saganaro, correspondent for our sister program, PRI's The World. Hi, Jake.
Hi, Todd.
Well, help set the scene for us, if you would, from the beaches there in Normandy and the American Military Cemetery where so many of the ceremonies were going on.
Sure. Well, veterans and people who came to pay tribute to those veterans arrived en masse in buses to the beaches here in Normandy, just at the American Cemetery, Colville-sur-Mer. And it was a sunny and celebratory atmosphere with clear skies. But whenever the ceremony started, it became quite poignant and quite reverent.
In the pre-dawn hours, planes rumbled down runways, gliders and paratroopers slipped through the sky. Giant screws began to turn on a armada that looked more like ships than sea. And more than 150,000 souls set off toward this tiny sliver of sand upon which hung more than the fate of a war, but rather the course of human history.
President Obama spoke. The President of France, François Hollande, spoke. Who else?
Those were the only two that spoke besides the prayer that was given. And the pastor who gave the prayer said that this day was not to fix blame of the past, but to set the course of the future, which I thought was quite an important point to make.
And in his remarks today, even though President Obama is there to commemorate the efforts and the valor of World War II veterans, were there any oblique allusions to the politics of the moment, to maybe what the United States sees as aggression in the East?
I can't say if there was actually direct reference to it, but Obama did push the message of unity in a world that he said is easy to follow self-endeavor, narrow self-endeavor, and slough off common interests, which I think might be a jab at Putin.
Sounds like it might be. Well, what about the veterans who are there? What are they saying about this day that's really about them?
You know, they've come today to remember the importance of the invasion to liberate Europe from Nazi Germany in 1944 during World War II. And they've come to honor their fallen comrades. And for them, I think this is quite a special moment because for many of them, this is the last time, possibly, that they will attend a big memorial commemoration of D-Day, since many of them are in their late 80s and pushing 90.
Jake Saganaro of The World, I wonder if after the media attention is done, you might have a minute or two to yourself to visit the American Military Cemetery and maybe reflect on your own without the microphones and the Secret Service around.
Todd, I would love to. I was out there this morning with the crowds, and even with everyone around, it was incredibly moving, and I can only imagine what it would be like to have a moment of solitude to say thank you in my own way among the headstones without all of the crowds.
Jake Saganaro is a correspondent for our sister program, PRI's The World, in France, helping us commemorate the 70th anniversary of D-Day. Jake, thank you.
Thank you, Todd.
Homeward bound, how the sweet expression will soon be whispered around when we hear the wonderful tidings that the boys are homeward bound. What a cry from a whisper growing till heaven rocks with the sound and the skies come back with the echo that the boys are homeward bound.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.